Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
Skunk Mercedes, Jenny Morris, and the best mince pies that you can buy from a shop off a shelf. Not maybe as good as your mom's or your uncle's or your wife's or your husband's or your granddad's, but these are ones you can walk into any of those big five and go and purchase. The reason why we've got these two precious human beings with us this morning is because every single shop you walk into now has mince pies. Now, Jenny, I know that you make fabulous ones yourself, the best. And so we're often tempted to go, well, which ones, when we go walk into these beautiful stores, sell the best ones?
Yes.
Okay. And so we've taken the big five. The big five are, and Phil, just remind me of the big five. You've got Woolies, Spar, Food Lovers Market, Checkers, and Pick and Pay. Am I right? So that's the big five. You don't know, and just by the way, we filmed all of this, you don't know the number in front of you who's there.
No, and I wouldn't want to know.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So what we're going to do is we're going to, at any given time, you'll see these two mince pies. You don't have to obviously eat the whole thing. Well, you can if it's delicious. But each plate has two mince pies, and obviously one each for the both of you. We're looking for, obviously, I mean, you'd know what we're looking for. Yeah. We're looking for texture, consistency,
texture, flavor. Fruit, flavor, spiciness. Mm. An appearance.
An appearance.
Of course, we eat
right
with our eyes, don't
ooh,
we? Recently
yes
divorced young man.
Skunk, are you blushing?
I'm the perfect mixture of scared and turned on right now.
I love them.
Bye, Jenny.
I'm talking about my poached eggs.
I am blushing, actually. Wow.
Wow. I love when I can get a blush. He's doing his good deed for the week. He's trying to make me feel good to say, I can still make a young man blush. That I can do to an older one.
So far, it's been very interesting. Skunk, have you enjoyed any specific of the numbers 1 to 5 of the big five? Yeah?
The leader for me so far is number 1 and 3, but I'm still to taste number 5.
Okay.
Jenny just made direct eye contact with me and licked a mince pie. So it's getting hot and spicy in the studio.
She's thorough. That's what you've got to be, thorough. I often, you know, I don't see the food the same way until Jenny explains, this is what you're looking for, and this is where you got to be. And then all of a sudden makes sense, the texture, taste the actual filling, taste the sugar on top. Because you don't think about the sugar on top. You eat it as a combined part of what the mince pie should taste like. But you don't think about it. Taste the sugar. Is it quality sugar that's on top? Jen, a favorite so far? Have you got one yet?
Well, one of my favorites, number one.
Yeah. One's coming up strong.
And number two, funnily enough.
We only bring the best judges in for these things. We don't willy-nilly about with these things. So Phil's got the list there. They scored them on various criteria, and they've got no idea. The only person that knows who the various outlets are is Phil over there. Right? So Phil, give us from 5 through till 1. Please. Well, by the time you get to 3, there'll be 2, and then we'll know obviously what number 1 is.
So there's actually a tie.
Okay.
But at number 4, you've got Checkers.
Right.
At number 3, it's a tie between Spar and Woolies.
Ooh. Got you. And at number 1, according to our experts who have judged it on, Phil, give the criteria again of your judging, at the top of the judging.
Appearance, the pastry quality, and the quality of the fruit mince that includes the texture, taste, balance, and everything.
The winning mince pie is from
Pick and Pay.
Pick and Pay.
And congratulations to Food Lovers for coming in second as well.
And well, Food Lovers coming in second.
Because definitely, I mean, it looked like a mince pie. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I licked it.
You licked all of them, and it was amazing. So there we go. What I do like about this, and I want to say this in fairness, is that to Jenny's point, none of them were like,
no.
They were all lekker.
Lekker to walk in and buy your pack. So huge thanks to everybody. We did this blind, completely blind and unsponsored. And a huge thanks. Skulk, lekker having you in Cape Town for the best season ever. May 2025 bring you much love, happiness, and of course, may the dollars keep rolling in, because as you keep us making, bringing laughter to our bellies and to our lives.
And thank you, Ryan, for introducing me to Jenny today.
It's not the worst day of your life, my darling.
Jenny, you're fabulous. Love you.
And I love
thanks
you more.
So much.
And thank you. I like you. Follow us on Facebook.
at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.